So when there is so much to hear, how do you prioritize what to hear? Yeah, actually it is very important to have some purpose-driven hearing, in the sense that if we have some goal, because otherwise there's just so much ocean of hearing, and sometimes we hear so many good points, but then we hear this and we hear that, and we are not able to apply anything because there's so much to apply also. So if we have some objective, for example, it is best if we can complement the hearing and the reading together. If we are reading a subject and we hear about a subject, then our appreciation of the subject can become deeper. So actually I would say it depends a lot on individual nature. Now some devotees are inspired by some devotees. So if the primary inspiration is coming from a person, say a spiritual master or some senior devotee inspires us, then just hearing from that person itself may be enough. That's what inspires us. But in some cases, the inspiration from certain people may be there, but our inspiration may also be in terms of understanding things. Like if you want to study a book systematically, then if you see at a temple, we have daily Bhagavatam classes. The Bhagavatam classes are very good in terms of being regularly reminded of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. But the Bhagavatam classes are not exactly Bhagavatam study in and of itself, because each class is given by a different speaker who goes in different directions. We get their association, we understand the realization, but we may not go deep into the subject. So if our interest is in studying a particular book, then it's best to find out some lecture just systematically covering a book. Or if we are interested in understanding a particular concept, say what are the three modes of material nature? Then we can focus on that topic. So one is a book itself. A book may have many topics. The other is a topic itself, which we want to understand. And usually say if we have to give a class on a particular topic, then we may ourselves hear on that topic. And apart from that also, there can be application related things. So if I'm battling with a particular anartha, if I want to develop a particular quality, I may hear about that. That's also related to the topic only. But there is this there is inspirational hearing and there is educational hearing, and the two are not always the same. When we are primarily inspired by some person, by some senior Vaishnava, by a spiritual master, whatever, then we just hearing from them inspires us, even if the content of that hearing may not be very educationally deep or educationally very multifaceted or whatever. So for some others, the primary hearing they want is educational hearing. And we can't legislate this. At our own spiritual life also, in different stages, we may feel more motivated, surcharged by different kinds of hearings. So if we keep, if we make a plan and hear according to the plan, and then afterwards we observe, this worked out well, this did not work out so well, then we can accordingly change. Now, what is our need, whether it is primarily for inspirational hearing or whether it is for educational hearing, that also we will learn ourselves. So when it comes to our own hearing, it's best not to legislate anything. In the temple, when there are programs, we do go for the temple programs and whenever it's possible for us. But in our own hearing, we can focus primarily on that which gives us the maximum spiritual energy. So after we keep hearing for some time, it's a simple example of this is eating. There are so many different food items. Isn't it? How do we decide what to eat? We may try out different things at different times, but over a period of time, we understand what is good for my body, what is good for my diet, what gives me energy, what keeps my health. And then we choose that. There may be initially some experimentation we have to go through before we decide. And even then we may try occasionally some new items. But we don't focus simply on eating new items all the time. We know there are some nutritious just to eat. So like that, if we are hearing, there are so many great devotees from whom we can hear. So we can have some regular hearing going on. And within that if we are going to hear for a few hours per week, whatever, then within that we can allocate a little time when we can hear some new speakers, so that we might learn something new also. But if we have been hearing for a few years, we have been practicing bhakti for a few years, we basically understand what our needs are. to a significant extent. Then the kind of hearing that nourishes us, that is the primary hearing we should be. Just like in our meal, the primary meal has to be the nourishing food. But along with that, we might find some other items also which may be good, which may be not just tasty, but they may also be good for our health. We might keep finding something. So we don't have to put a moratorium, no more hearing from anyone else. Just as we don't put a moratorium in eating. But there has to be a balance between regular educational hearing, or regular, not necessarily educational, I could say, nourishing hearing. Whether it is educational or it is inspirational, that will vary. But regular nourishing hearing and other exploratory hearing to find out if we can get more nourishment from other sources. And that way, we can gradually find out how to keep ourselves inspired from the hearing. Does it answer the question? Thank you. Hare Krishna.